Katerina lay under a bed in one of the guest rooms with her hands covering her ears. Her mother had told her to hide, and she was ever the obedient daughter. The secret passageway out of the castle from her parents' bedchamber was out of her reach at the moment, and she would not be able to get there until the invaders were sleeping. There was no doubt in her mind that all of the people she loved, her mother and father, younger brother, and every servant who had ever been a part of her life, were now dead. As she lay in the darkness, her mind worked hard to formulate a plan. If she had been a man, perhaps her plan would have been one of retribution. But she was not a man, and so her plan was something very different altogether. Her plan was survival. Once all the noises of death and the screams of the maids, who had been her playmates when they were children, were over, Katerina rolled out from under the bed and crawled slowly into the hallway and crossed to her parents' room. The secret passageway was behind a tapestry that hung all the way to the floor. She could hear snores coming from her parents' bed, but she knew the people sleeping in that bed were strangers to her, strangers that she hated with every bit of her heart and soul. Though hating was a sin, she knew God would forgive this hatred. He knew how she had loved her family and all those around her. She had planned to leave for a convent in just a month. But this? Now she would not have the dowry required to become a bride of Christ. Instead, she would have to find an earthly husband. Katerina shook her head. She could not focus on her lost life. Instead, she must focus on what she needed to do to survive. It was what her parents would have wanted her to do. With a quick prayer that there was no one guarding the other side of the passage, she pushed the door open and crawled inside. She had always been afraid of the secret passage because she knew spiders and other crawling creatures lived within it. Instead of thinking about her fears, she thought about being free and finding her way to the nearest castle for help. Marriage was now required of her, marriage or becoming a servant. She reached the end of the tunnel and carefully pushed it open. Looking both ways, she emerged and began running. Her parents had always spoken well of the Lane family, though she had never met them herself. She did know in which direction they lived, and that was where she must go. By morning, she had run far enough from the home where she had been raised, she no longer worried she would be recognized. Her parents had always intended that she would become a nun, so there had been no need to introduce her to other people, and she had been kept mostly isolated. When her parents had gone to visit neighbors, they had taken only her brother. Her face was unknown to anyone who had not lived on her parents' land. The only time she had been out had been with her family. Her father once, with a sort of insight that was so rare for him, had pointed her in the direction of the Lane's keep, in case there was ever a need to go for help. Now, she could move more slowly, but she could not be seen as a noblewoman travelling alone. She did not know how far the journey was to the Lane holdings, but she knew she had to get there, quickly. She travelled all night, watching the sun rise as she continued to walk as quickly as she could. Stopping when she saw peasants working in a field, she spoke to a stranger for the first time in her life.
"Can you tell me how to get to the Lane Castle?"
she asked in her soft, cultured voice. The peasant had frowned at her, but pointed to a large building off in the distance.
"There."
Katerina sucked in a breath as she realized how very close she was to her destination. She must get help from these people, or she would perish. It was as simple as that.
"Thank you," she said, bowing her head as she headed in the direction he had pointed.
As she walked, she thought about all the ways she could explain what had happened. She knew this family was a good one, and they would help her. But how would she explain what had happened to her parents? Mayhap they would not believe her, and then what would she do? Finally, hours later, she was close enough to the castle that she could see a group of men training. She needed to avoid those men, but she must get close. Her parents had always warned her to avoid soldiers. Thankfully, she spotted a man gardening, his peasant's clothes marking him as someone who was safe for her to speak with.
"I need help," she said softly.
The man turned to her, rising to his feet.
"What sort of help do you need, milady?"
His voice was not one of a peasant.
"I have come far to meet the Lane family. My father always told me they would help me if I ever needed it."
That was a slight stretch of the truth, but she was certain God would forgive her. She was speaking to a peasant after all, and she could not bare her soul to him.